to quarrel and hike and vow hike and vow thiang kan
pit kan
ba pit kan na yo na che
ya na che ya na che yo na che yo na che
to be spoiled of food a comb vi pom vi
vi tacha tacha
tacha tacha
that's a comb
to stop to rest phak sao muay
no che no che
no che no che
to mince
to che to che
to che to che
damn good thing you're here cuz every time word is different
I know to be long
yao
to voiceless women
to be long of time don
amya ya
to kill ka
sa che
ti nam sa
sa la
to steam vegetables nung
nung
ke
nung phak bo
sa che sa che sa che
sa che sa che
that's it
and could you give me one more
I'd do it if I could.
And you have done it, because said in that way, your sentence means not only that you'd do it if you could, but implies also that it isn't possible just at this moment. I'd do it if I could. I'd do it if I could.
You must be quite clear, listeners, that these implications, as we call them, are quite definitely expressed by this tune. If you use this tune in these circumstances, it's exactly as if you went on to say what is in your mind. But that's not necessary, and the person listening to you will understand the implication perfectly well from the tune alone.
You see now, listeners, why this tune is so important. It can actually change the meaning of a sentence. For instance, take the sentence, it's very nice, said with a glide down. That means exactly what it says, it's very nice. But if you say it with a high dive,
it's very nice,
you give exactly the opposite impression. It's very nice, but I don't really like it very much. That's what we English call damning with faint praise. So the high dive is a tune which you should study particularly carefully.
And now our time is up. In our next talk, we shall show you some of the ways in which these English tunes can be combined in speech. Goodbye until then.
Lesson 7. In our previous talks in this series, listeners, we've described for you the following tunes. The glide down, the interrupted glide down, the high jump, the glide up, and the high dive. This time, we want to try to show you a few of the many ways in which these tunes can be combined together in English sentences. But first of all, let me remind you quite briefly of the patterns of these various tunes. Here are two examples of each tune taken from those we've used already. Firstly, the glide down.
How do you think we ought to start? How do you think we ought to start? Come and see me tomorrow. Come and see me tomorrow.
And now the interrupted glide down.
The whole sentence glides gradually down. The whole sentence glides gradually down. Suppose we just say a few ordinary sentences. Suppose we just say a few ordinary sentences.
Now the high jump.
And now I want to introduce a new idea. And now I want to introduce a new idea. I saw my friend yesterday. I saw my friend yesterday.
And now the glide up.
Is that quite clear, listeners? Is that quite clear, listeners? Bring it to me. Bring it to me.
And here, finally, listeners, is the high dive.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. She's quite pretty. She's quite pretty.
Well, up to now in this series, we've almost always spoken as though one sentence was said with one tune and one tune only. But this is not really the case. In the case of short sentences, it's possible and indeed correct to use the single tune. In this respect, all our examples were said exactly as an English person would normally say them. But for longer sentences, it's usual to divide the sentence into convenient groups of words according to the meaning, and to use one tune for each of these groups.
So it very often happens that you have sentences in which several tunes follow one after the other. We are going to show you how this happens.
And here's our first example. Will you say that last sentence again, please? Just so that the listeners can hear how it's divided.
We are going to show you how this happens. We are going to show you how this happens.
Now, this sentence is connected with what we said about the use of the glide up. Among other things, the glide up is used for phrases or clauses which lead on to something else in the sentence. And that's exactly what we have in this example.
Yes, I divided my sentence into two parts, and I gave each part a tune of its own, like this. We are going to show you how this happens.
The first part of that sentence,
we are going to show you,
is a glide up, for the reason that I mentioned a moment ago. And the second part,
how this happens,
is a glide down, because it's the end of a definite, complete statement. And this particular pattern of a glide up followed by a glide down is very commonly used for longer statements which contain phrases or clauses or both in addition to the main body of the sentence.